Hello and welcome. I'm Sarah King and you are listening to my podcast Wisdoms of the Palmer's Buddha on oddities of the British and German cultures and languages. Great to have you here. Today's episode is about one central cuisine that is not originally British but is now firmly entrenched in the British culture, which is of course Indian cuisine, and along with that the various variations of curry. We're going to talk about curry and where you can have a really good, decent curry in Cologne, which is not as easy as it sounds, but you will get some tips regarding this. So if you live in Cologne or if you're just interested in food and lovely curries, then stay tuned and listen into this. Asked to name a very traditional British dish, many Brits will say something like lamb gilfraisy. So entrenched is the culture of the former British colony in the United Kingdom that it has become part of its identity. Many Indian people run restaurants in Great Britain, and as there is competition all over the place, the quality of the food is mostly excellent. But where can you go for palatable Indian cuisine in Cologne? One of the things my English husband complains most about in Germany is the fact that it is so hard to find a good curry here. We cook them ourselves most of the time. A great book to make easy and tasty curries for beginners as well as advanced cooks is The Hairy Biker's Great Curries. The rest of the time, when we want Indian food, we can be seen roaming about town trying to find a curry that's at least half decent. Sadly, despite being a city of considerable size, Cologne has as yet not yielded any true revelations. Instead, we recently discovered a treasure in Hürth, Royal India, recommended by an Indian lady and now by us too. An absolutely hilarious taking the Mickey approach to the whole British Indian identity issue is taken by the BBC series Goodness Gracious Me, broadcast first on BBC Radio 4, from 1996 to 98, and later on BBC Two, 1998 to 2001. In one of the episodes, a group of Indians visits an English restaurant, Go for an English, as they call it, and behaves in a way that many drunk British guys do at curry places all the time. As a special dare, one of them orders the blandest thing on the menu. Get a taste here, online. I intentionally didn't go into detail with the political issue here, but I do recommend these extracts from Foreign Secretary Robin Cook's 2001 speech calling chicken tikka masala a true British national dish. This can also be found online on the Palmer's Buddha website. Next week, find out why size matters to Germans. The Palmer's Buddha says, when in Germany, select your tandoor wisely.
That was it for today. Thank you so much for listening. You can read this text on my website, www.palmersbuddha.com. If you liked this podcast, please do subscribe to it. Take care and hear you soon.